You're listening to the Patient Experience Blueprint with Entyvio. Thank you for taking the time to meet with us today. Let's hop right in. So, my name is Megan, and I'd like to welcome you to today's webinar on the post-pandemic workload. We've seen a lot of changes since 2020, and some things about the post-pandemic workload can be really challenging. So in this webinar, we'll take stock of what's changed in the last 4 years and talk about three strategies your practices can employ to manage what the new workload looks like. So I would like to introduce you all to Nick Sartore, Entyvio's Manager of Customer Onboarding. Nick brings 12 years of customer-facing experience to bear his work at Entyvio, and he's worked in the dental industry for the last 3.5 years. So I will pass it over to you, Nick.
Awesome. Thanks, Megan. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to today's webinar. We're really excited to have you join us. This is a pretty meaty topic, as Megan mentioned. I'm sure it's something that a lot of folks like you are considering in terms of how to manage that change in workload that we've seen over the last few years. So again, as Megan said, my name is Nick. I oversee our onboarding team here at Entyvio. So we have the great pleasure of working with all of our new customers who come and join Entyvio and partner with us to help improve their patient communication strategy. So as Megan said, I'm really thrilled to be presenting this webinar today, and let's dive right in. So for our agenda today, we'll start with how we got here. So what has actually changed in the workload since the onset of the pandemic? No doubt, many of you are seeing changes at your practice that you probably didn't anticipate at the beginning of 2020. So we'll discuss what those changes have looked like over the last 4 years. Most importantly, we'll also be reviewing the impacts, as well as outlining three strategies that we believe you can employ to help manage the workload at your practice. So one of the main sources for this webinar was a fascinating report conducted by HPI and the American Dental Association. The report included over 1,000 participants who answered questions about staffing shortages, economic concerns, and more. So all the typical things that an office might be thinking about, especially over the last 4 years. Part of what the report revealed is that for about 1 in 3 dental practices, or as you can see on the chart there, 35% of respondents said that the workload has significantly changed since the onset of the pandemic. And this is a significant number. It's obviously really impactful to see how many offices are reporting these changes. But it's something, this question specifically, as you can see on the chart there, was asking more about how your practice has changed since the workload is divided among dentists and staff. So that's something we'll dig into a little bit more later on as well in terms of how the workload has shifted between the different roles within your practice. So what are some of the changes that dental practices are seeing? Let's dive into that next. The first is burnout. So thinking about burnout requires looking at the full context. So in addition to that report that we mentioned earlier, we also found an article in the New England Journal of Medicine that speaks a little bit more to the in-depth experience that healthcare workers have had during the pandemic. So one quote that informs the subject is, more than half of health workers report symptoms of burnout. We must reduce administrative burdens that stand between health workers and their patients and communities. So while this article is talking about some broader systemic issues, this is still a revealing insight. And we'll talk about these different impacts in terms of what it means for the staff themselves, as well as how it impacts the patient experience. And no doubt many of you on this call can relate to how much work has come up over the last few years, and that's what we'll dig into next. So the first thing let's talk about is cross-training and multitasking. So one of the big things we're seeing at dental practices since 2020 is this idea of folks basically taking on different roles that are maybe outside of their core job responsibilities. And what it means is that individual staff members are obliged to do tasks from other jobs that may not be, like I said, their kind of core responsibility. And I'm sure many of you on the call can relate to this challenge. As anyone who's had extra duties in the workplace will tell you, having those extra tasks can create significant barriers to completing those core tasks in a manageable time frame. So it's just making it much harder because we're multitasking at such an increased level. And one of the issues that arises is that staff are often working longer hours, which could mean things like working through your lunch break or even working unpaid overtime, which obviously we want to avoid as much as possible. Now, this is impacting dentists in particular. Now, when we say dentists, feel free if you're working for an oral surgeon or a different specialist, substitute them in here, of course. But we know that the dentists or the main providers are sharing in those administrative, dental assistant, and hygienist duties. Of the respondents to that HPI ADA study that we mentioned earlier, nearly half, 49.7%, said that dentists were taking on more of these duties. So, this is a substantial change in the industry that we know is impacting the entire practice. Because it's challenging to provide great oral health care when the dentist is also multitasking at such a level that they're really juggling responsibilities between all kinds of different roles. So, this begins to introduce some challenges with the patient experience, which we'll discuss a little bit later in the webinar. When dentists are pulled away from their primary duties, it means that that focus on patient care may be impacted. Now, this obviously also has an impact on administrative staff, because we know that administrative staff, for those office managers on the call or dental assistants, you're experts in the work that you do, just as your dentists are the experts in dentistry. And we know that teams function best when each team member can contribute to their specific expertise. So the next challenge is related to staffing and how the pandemic was quite hard on healthcare workers. Many healthcare workers stopped working for mental health issues and similar stress-related reasons. I'm sure you can all think back to when the pandemic was first introduced and how it had such a meaningful impact on the ways that we worked every day, and we had to really adapt and make changes. And it was hard on a lot of folks. That same report from ADA noted that moving into 2024, into this year, staffing changes were among some of the things that dental practices were most concerned about. And not only is it harder to retain staff, but the labor pool is also smaller. So, how did this impact staff directly? And what are the results that the practice may experience? So what we're seeing is that among staff at dental practices is the high level of burnout, as we've mentioned. People are really feeling like they've worked so hard over this period, they've had to multitask at such a level that they're just getting to that level of burnout at this point in time. And it's again between that idea of multitasking, working long hours, and those staffing challenges that we mentioned as well, it's throwing off people's work-life balance. And we know it's crucial to maintain that really great work-life balance to be able to not feel those effects of burnout. The other thing that it brings up is it means that staff are not emotionally resourced to provide a great patient experience, as we hinted at earlier, because they're quite understandably busy with not only their own tasks, but all that multitasking that they're doing for other roles in the practice. And this can often feel unfair. The pandemic came out of nowhere and it changed the working lives of everyone in healthcare so dramatically, as we've mentioned. And we're also seeing the effects on patients, which is what we'll dig into next. So what is this resulting for, or resulting in for patients rather? When healthcare staff are impacted, we know that patients are impacted as well. This is true for all roles at the practice, whether it's the dentist or whatever provider works in your practice, or the support or admin staff. We all know what it's like to be a patient in a healthcare setting where the staff is stressed and busy with tasks that might take them away from that focus on patient care. So let's consider a hypothetical scenario, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this experience. Let's say that staff are spending several hours a day manually calling patients. Boy, do we ever know how much time that can take. Let's say a patient misses the phone call, but sees the voicemail at the last minute, so they remember to come in for their appointment. When they arrive at the office, though, it turns out they were supposed to come 15 minutes early to fill out paperwork. I'm sure a telltale situation that many of you have run into. They have questions about the forms, but staff are so busy on the phones that if they give a response at all, it's just a quick one between other tasks. So the patient's not having a great experience as they're arriving at the office, and the appointment then runs late because the patient's trying to fill out their forms, which then rushes the dentist. So this is just one example, but I'm sure it gives you a sense of how the experience might seem from the patient's perspective. And obviously, it's important that we consider the processes and the impacts that things like burnout and multitasking can have on the staff themselves. But obviously, we want to think about what does this actually mean for the patient as they come into the office as well. However, having said all of this, it's important to remember that every challenge is an opportunity. So you have an opportunity to shift this experience for your patients. So how can you mitigate this? This is the real exciting part that we'll get into now, which is that the There's good news here. There's strategies that you can use to mitigate the effects of this post-pandemic workload that has increased over the last 4 years. We're going to outline three strategies, and they really boil down to one simple idea. Make sure that your staff has the right tools to create more efficiencies in the practice. But what does that actually look like when you implement it? So let's dive into that. So our first strategy is identifying those inefficiencies in the practice and addressing overwhelm. Again, this really speaks to exactly what we've been talking about so far. So let's start with where processes are becoming inefficient. So what you want to do first, ideally, is identify which processes might be inefficient or where staff are getting overwhelmed. So speak to your staff. Take a look if you're the office manager or the dentist. Where does it seem like staff are spending the majority of their time? Consider that scenario we mentioned earlier. Are there similar patient experiences that are coming up in your office? So this is obviously a great opportunity to speak to your staff, as well as identifying those inefficiencies, to ask them where they're feeling the most burned out. I'm sure you'll get great feedback from a two-way conversation. So again, what are those tasks that take them the most time or the most labor intensive? It's likely that there are some key areas where they're getting bogged down in those task heavy duties. Again, as we mentioned before, let's say that your staff is spending a lot of time on manual appointment reminder tasks, such as calling each patient to confirm their appointment. No surprise hearing from Intivio on this. This is often the kind of task that can be made more efficient with software. So there's different types of ways that different patient software can help address the overwhelm in the post-pandemic workload. By supporting your staff with software or other tools that can make them more efficient as they do their day-to-day tasks, theoretically, they should be able to complete more tasks in a more reasonable timeframe. It should also help them feel less overwhelmed with the workload that they do have if they are multitasking or jumping between different tasks. We know that this contributes to reducing burnout and regaining some of that really critical work-life balance. Now, it's also important to think about staff in relation to the patient experience, as we've highlighted a few times so far. So this is our second strategy, which is to make the patient and staff relationship easy. So how do we do that? As we've talked about, emotionally resourced staff contributes to a better patient experience. It goes without saying that busy and stressed staff are less present and attentive to patients. And we know that that lack of attentiveness doesn't contribute to a great patient experience. So what we suggest is looking for ways to facilitate this relationship. It could be as simple as how often does your practice reach out to your patients? Are they being contacted between appointments in a meaningful way? What's the atmosphere when they arrive at the practice? Is there someone there greeting them to check them in, to answer any questions that they have, to really facilitate that transition to get them into the dentist chair? Start by asking some of these questions, and thinking about those answers might guide you in a new direction. What we ideally want to do is think about the full patient journey. So right from when they book their appointment or first contact your office, to when they have their appointment, and even after they leave the office. What's that full journey for the patient? Now, it's important for staff to have the space to do their best work. We've talked about this, I mentioned this phrase a couple of times, which is this idea of being emotionally resourced. Now, that's a slightly loaded phrase, so let's talk a little bit more about what it means. It's important to acknowledge that in the midst of stress and busyness that we're all feeling, it can be hard to make space for remembering to be kind and patient with the people that you serve. And that's really what we mean by being emotionally resourced. Does your staff have the capacity to provide that level of empathy with your patients? We know that by having that emotionally resourced staff, it's going to significantly contribute to the overall patient experience, because the staff has the capacity to be able to create that really positive engagement with patients. Now, how can your staff promote this? Again, as we've mentioned, it really comes down to having the right tools. So paying with insurance is an example of how having the right tools can help improve the patient and staff relationship. I'm sure, again, many of you can relate to this scenario. Often we know patients might forget their insurance information, or potentially the office is unable to bill the insurance directly. Again, I'm sure a common scenario that comes up probably every day. Medical billing can be a frustrating and time-consuming process, both for the patient and for the staff at the practice. Insurance software and medical billing software can certainly make the process easier for everyone, and studies have shown that electronic systems like these can help support a manageable workload for staff. So this is just one example, but it helps to show how having those right tools and putting them in place can make those efficiencies in your practice. So this brings us to our third strategy, which is make changes to your workflows. So no surprise, again, this comes back to having the right tools. So patient management software, for example, offers your practice greater capacity to manage your workflows. We know there's all kinds of different patient management softwares out there. I'm sure one of your office or your offices are probably using one of these solutions today. But this is one example of how having a streamlined organization of patient records can provide benefits back to your practice. It means that dental professionals can easily access and update patient information in a centralized database, right? Everyone's working from the same source of record. And that can include things like medical histories, treatment plans, appointment schedules, as well as doing things like eliminating paper-based systems. So think about your forms, for example. Here at Intivio, we offer a forms solution, and there's many other softwares that do. And by reducing the amount of paper in your practice, that can also lead to increased efficiency, as well as reduced errors back to your patient management software. So this can help with shifting your workflows, which is what we'll talk about next. So another example is a pretty simple one, tapping into automation. Utilizing different software tools to automate routine tasks can truly revolutionize your workflows. Creating those efficiencies goes back to supporting staff in being more present and having that emotional resource to actually provide a really fantastic patient experience. And ultimately, better workflows will result in better patient care. So let's sum it up. We're going to move on to summing it up. Yes. Dental practices have witnessed a significant change in workload since 2020, leading to burnout and other issues. Again, we know this has impacted so many practices, and we understand that this is a really meaningful change that has happened over the last 4 years. We've also talked about the impact on patients who may not be getting an optimal patient experience based on the fact that staff are so overwhelmed. To mitigate the effects of this, we want to first identify where the inefficiencies are. And we also want to make the staff and patient relationship easy by empowering the staff with the tools they need to do their best work. We also want to recommend making changes to your workflows by working with your staff. And that means collaborating on finding what those right tools are for them to do their job. So hopefully this has been an insightful sort of look into the impacts and the strategies. But how will you know if it's the right software or tool that you're implementing? One thing that we know for sure, and as we've kind of highlighted throughout the call so far, is that using these strategies as a team is key. However you connect as a team, whether you have a weekly meeting or a morning stand-up meeting, find ways to make these decisions from a consensus point of view. It's possible that a staff member has an idea about how the workflows and patient relationships could change, and you could take that practice that one staff member has and make a meaningful difference for the entire office. So definitely work together as a team. Now, this isn't the only time we're talking about this here at Intivio this month. So if you're looking for another reference guide, please check out our guide on 3 reasons your staff is burned out and 3 ways software can fix it. We've touched on a lot of research in this guide, as well as the themes that we've discussed throughout this call. So we definitely recommend that you take a look at this guide. We think it can be a really great resource to really amplify the efforts that you have in your office to create a really great experience for your staff, as well as improving that overall patient experience. And now that brings us to the end of our session, and we'd love to hear from you. So we're going to open it up to any questions. Feel free to pop them in the Q&A section there in Zoom, and we'll be happy to do our best to answer those questions for you.
Thank you, Nick. That was wonderful. So it looks like we already have a couple questions that came in during the video, during our webinar. So our first question is, our practice serves mostly older patients. Do you have any tips for bringing them on board with new software?
Yeah, this is a great question. I think there's a few things to consider. We know sometimes older patients may not be as comfortable with technology, but I think you'd be surprised. And what we've seen at Intivio with our customers is you can actually create a really great experience for some of those patients. And the first tip that I would say is make it simple. Try to keep your strategy of implementing new technology as simple as possible and focus on creating that really seamless patient experience. Now, obviously, working with a company like us here at Intivio, we're obviously experts in this area, so we can help guide you towards what we've seen work well in terms of reducing friction, right, for your patients, making it easier for them to really take advantage of that solution that you're implementing. I guess the other thing I would say is think about how you can tailor the experience for all of your patients. For example, here at Intivio, we can actually customize communication preferences based on each patient's unique needs, and patients can even take control of how they receive communication from your office. So that makes it easier for the patient to feel like they can manage what they prefer to receive in terms of communication, but you as the office can also help facilitate that. And so for those of you who are, you know, certainly working with Intivio already, or if you're interested in working with Intivio, again, we can help really guide you towards what those best practices look like to ensure that patients are receiving the right kinds of communication. And then I guess the other thing I would say is if you have, we mentioned paperwork earlier in the call, and I know lots of folks are thinking about ways to digitize things like maybe your new patient forms or your consent forms. Obviously, it's great when we have patients completing those forms electronically. However, it's always great to have a backup plan in place. Something that we're seeing a lot of offices doing is having a tablet, like an iPad, at the practice with the form loaded up. So if the patient isn't able to complete it in advance, the office can still have them do that when they arrive before their appointment. And again, that, you know, considers things like reminding your patients to arrive earlier, like in that hypothetical we talked about earlier. So hopefully that helps kind of provide some context around what I would suggest for that type of, you know, sort of patient base that you might have.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Next question up is, when shifting your workflows, what would be the best place to start?
Yeah, that's another great question. What I would say is it's important, and we kind of mentioned it there at the end of the call, which is you really want to get alignment. So as we talked about it, I think it's really important that you make sure you have that buy-in from your entire staff. So bring this up at a staff meeting, like we suggested. We think that's a really great way to have an open and honest conversation with the whole staff. It helps build trust among your team if you can really build these new strategies from that consensus point of view. So I know that ties back to the recommendation that we had, but I think that's a really, really crucial part. Because like I said, you want that buy-in from everyone on your team. The other thing I would say is, and again, we kind of highlighted it, but just digging into it a little further is I would really break down your processes. So you might want to try to think of a really complicated or complex problem right out of the gate. But think about how you can break down each of your processes that you do in the office or certain systems that you might have in place. Break them down into a series of steps. And I think what's really great about that is that it will help you identify what specific parts of a certain process could make the most impact for your team. So instead of really just having, kind of a high level look at something, you want to still get into the details, but try to break it down into simpler steps so that you can identify specifically where the process might become more labor intensive or may not create that, again, really great patient experience. And then from there, you can really make your plan, right? And again, I would do that from a consensus point of view. So once you have that full picture of where the process is maybe breaking down, then you can start to think about, well, what are some of those solutions that we could do to actually implement that? But try not to jump to those solutions too quickly until you have the kind of that full view of what the challenge may be for the office. So again, I think it's really about consensus, getting that buy-in, and then breaking down your processes as much as possible.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like our last question is, do you have any other resources about improving the patient experience?
Definitely. Yeah, that's a great question. Love that one. So obviously here at Intivio, we're a team of experts in patient experience, in terms of patient communication and creating that really positive patient experience. And probably the best place that I would suggest is taking a look at the resources on our website. So head to intivio.com. We've got a resources page that you can take a look at. But we also have a blog where we post a ton of great content that hopefully will be helpful to your practice in terms of what are those different strategies that you might be able to employ that would help improve the patient experience. And actually, the other thing is we've also recently launched a podcast. So if you're into podcasting, definitely check that out. Obviously, we have webinars like this one as well. So feel free to check out our website and encourage you to register for any webinars that you think might be of interest. But again, between the podcast, the webinars, our blog, different resources we have on our website, we try to, push out as much content as possible that we think will be helpful for our practice. And of course, there's certainly opportunities to engage with us directly. So you can always reach out to us through our website, and we're happy to help support in any way that we can.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Nick, and thank you everyone for joining. If you'd like to take another listen or watch of this webinar, you can find that on our YouTube channel or our website at intivio.com. And we can also answer any questions from you. So thank you everyone for joining, and thank you, Nick.
Thanks so much.